This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The abrupt changes brought about by the COVID-19 coronavirus continues to cause problems for the ag industry's supply chain, leaving every segment with unique challenges. And International Dairy Foods Association CEO Michael Dykes says the dairy industry is not immune to supply chain issues.
It did for us as well. Bob, you're exactly right. You know, I usually explain to people about half of the dairy industry is in the food service business and the other half's in the retail business. And of course, then you got exports that account for that, but exports just used for both as well.
Dyke says the impact was quite sudden.
So overnight, we basically saw a loss of about half of our business through the food service with the closure of the schools, closure of the restaurants, and so forth. And then the retail side of the business just could not make the switch overnight to double the volume of business just through warehousing, distribution, logistics.
Logistically, Dyke says it's been a tough road to hoe.
At the same time, we had a significant part of our milk. We estimated maybe upwards of 10% of our milk that didn't have a home. We couldn't make the transition to retail quickly enough and just couldn't handle a doubling of the volumes.
But Dyke says the other dairy segments were better able to make the adjustments. Listen tomorrow for more on the dairy industry challenges during this pandemic and why maintaining the supply chain is critical.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.